Isaiah chapter 30. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord Jehovah, who take counsel, but not of me, and who cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore the strength of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. Because his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people who could not profit them, nor be a help nor profit, but a shame, and also a reproach. The vision of the beasts of the south. Into the land of trouble and anguish, from where the young and old lion come, the viper and fiery flying snake, they will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young donkeys, and their treasures upon the humps of camels, to a people who will not profit them. Because the Egyptians will help in vain, and to no purpose, therefore I have cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go, write it before them in a tablet, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord Jehovah. Who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us pleasing things, prophesy deceits, get out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore this is what the Holy One of Israel says. Because you despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay there. Therefore this sin will be to you as a break in a wall ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly at an instant. And he will break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces, he will not spare. So that there will not be found in it even a pot to take fire from the hearth, or to take water out of the pit. Because this is what the Lord God Jehovah says, the Holy One of Israel, in returning to me and rest you will be saved. In quietness and in confidence will be your strength, but you would not receive it. But you said, no. Because we will flee upon horses, therefore you will flee. And we will ride upon the swift horses. Therefore those who pursue you will also be swift. 1,000 will flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five you will flee. Until you are left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign banner, flag, on a hill. And therefore the Lord Jehovah will wait, that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. Because the Lord Jehovah is a God of judgment. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Because the people will live in Zion at Jerusalem, you will weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the voice of your cry, when he will hear it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity, and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be removed into a corner any more, but your eyes will see your teachers. And your ears will hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. You will defile also the covering of your graven images of silver, and the ornament of your molten images of gold. You will cast them away as a menstrual cloth. You will say to it, get away from here. Then he will give the rain of your seed, that you will sow the ground with it, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it will be fat and plenteous. In that day your cattle will feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise and the young donkeys that plow the ground will eat clean feed, which has been winnowed with the shovel and with the winnowing fan. And there will be upon every high mountain, and upon every high hill, rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Furthermore the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord Jehovah binds up the wounds of his people, and heals the stroke of their wounds. Indeed, the name of the Lord Jehovah comes from afar, burning with his anger, and its vision is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire. And his breath, as an overflowing stream, will reach to the middle of the neck, to sift the nations with the strainer of vanity. And there will be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. You will have a song, as in the night when a holy solemnness is kept. And gladness of heart, as when one goes with a flute to come into the mountain of the Lord Jehovah to the Mighty One of Israel. And the Lord Jehovah will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and will show the strength of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering, and tempest, and hailstones. Because through the voice of the Lord Jehovah the Assyrian will be beaten down, who struck with a rod. And in every place where the grounded staff will pass, which the Lord Jehovah will lay upon him, it will be with tambourines and harps. And in battles of tumult he will fight with it. Because Tophet, place of burning, hell, was ordained from old. Yes, it is prepared for the king. He has made it deep and large. Its pile is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord Jehovah, like a stream of molten sulfur, sets it afire.